Hi, I'm Bob Crawford from the Avett Brothers, and the podcast you're listening to is part of the Osiris Network, a global community connecting passionate music fans with podcasts about music, artists, and culture. For more information about all the shows in our network, please visit osirispod.com. Osiris.
You're listening to Which Is Better with Brad Edwards, Gary Fletcher, Sean Parrott, and most importantly, me, Mark Anunsen. Also, that monkey guy.
All right.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
Hey.
Guys. Hey.
What's up?
Oh, man. It's a great day to be alive.
It is, you know.
Every day is a great day to be alive if you decide that it is.
If you want to.
That's really it all.
You know,
it is.
People are like, hey, let's stop all the suicide. Yeah, don't commit suicide. But if you want to, don't feel bad about it also.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
You already feel bad enough.
Do what you want.
Oh, you're such a coward for killing yourself.
Oh, fuck that.
I hate that.
I'm a coward. Yeah, you know what? Nobody wants to do it. Mm-hmm. They did it because they're sad.
Yeah.
Now you're going to call them a dick.
Yeah, it's weird.
I had this thought. Insane in the Bourdain.
That's a bad one.
There's no one that I know of. And I liked Anthony Bourdain.
Uh-huh.
And I watched his shows and his cooking shows.
Is that a different Anthony Bourdain?
And I
loved Anthony Bourdain.
And if I may.
Go ahead.
He was cool, but also kind of a, you know, after a while you're like, hey, sort of a.
Yeah, he's like, I think that was part of his appeal is he
right.
was like
but
kind
was,
of a jerk to some people and nice to some people.
And you could tell he was struggling with it. And he's one of those people who would meet you where you're at. He would literally, he would go to, you know, rednecks in the South and be like, hey, you guys are racist, but let me hear you out. Or he'd go to like Korea and be like, so what are you guys doing? And
all,
you know, and no one knows more about human nature than this guy. And if he fucking offs himself, what is that?
Yeah, that's
a bad sign.
That is a bad sign.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Jesus
Christ. I think he just got bored. He did everything. That's why he shouldn't do anything.
He certainly had a full life.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm surprised of how many people were... Not that it's surprising they were upset, but just so many people knew enough about him to be like shook.
Yeah,
so
a lot of people,
So many people were like just heartbroken.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I think he was more famous than he was famous.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Like once he was gone, people were like, oh, goddamn. I like that guy.
I wonder how people will act when Guy Fieri dies. If it'll be a similar thing.
I think he died like 2 months ago and just no one cared. Hey, guys, I'm here in hell burning up. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, well, we can't do our Gordon Ramsay versus Anthony Bourdain anymore.
No, that would be very controversial.
I was going to say, too, if you guys
more
feel...
alive. Which one is more alive?
Which is actually in Hell's Kitchen. Just kidding.
You fucking suck.
He's no...
Yo, shit. Everything you do is
shit. You French pig!
He gets so mad.
He's so angry.
I was going to say, if you guys ever do feel sad or not depressed, we don't want to take care of depressed people, but if you guys ever feel sad, give the hotline a call.
Yes.
Vent your frustrations.
Yeah.
You can,
especially if you feel like sad / angry, those are the best calls.
Yeah, we love those.
Wait. What if, if you actually are trying to kill yourself, call us and we'll talk you out of it.
Yeah.
That'll boost our numbers.
Yes.
You want to boost our numbers, right?
I would like that. However, I won't answer the phone when you call.
No.
Because
no.
I usually assume it's a bill collector, so I don't answer it. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times it's a witch better.
Leave a message, but know that message is going to be lovingly listened to.
Yeah.
By us.
We'll caress it with our... Well, we'll let it caress our ears.
What is that number?
The number is 1-931-492-9789.
All right. Let's do a little role playing right now.
Okay.
Sean.
Yes.
I think that you can do this best without getting too tragically into it.
Yeah.
You call us.
Okay.
Gary and I, you call us.
Okay.
Be a sad person on the verge of suicide. We're going to help you out.
Okay. Hey, I just found out my girlfriend is pregnant. And
congratulations, first of all.
Oh, thank you. But also, I want to kill myself.
Well, whose baby is she pregnant with?
Mine own.
Yours?
Yes, I have inseminated her orifice.
Well, don't kill yourself.
Okay.
Because you'd be a coward.
Yeah. That's true. I forgot
about
that.
Do you
want
to leave your baby fatherless? Oh, you piece of shit.
I tell you what.
Selfish fucking garbage man.
This is going great.
Okay, wait. It's if you kill yourself and leave yourself hanging in the living room for your four-year-old to discover your body, oh, yeah, then you are a piece of shit.
That's not, a little rude.
That's not great.
That's not cool. But if you're just like...
In France?
If your kids are grown...
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, but listener that's calling in...
How old can my child be before I can kill myself?
You've got to let that kid get to be about 12, and I'll tell you why.
That's a sweet spot.
Because if they're too young, they'll never remember you.
Yeah.
But at 12, that's going to leave a hole inside of them that's going to be filled up with art. They're going to be very deep.
They'll be the next DJ Khaled.
Or drugs.
Yes, they're going to get a laptop.
They're going to get... They're not ever going down on any women.
Well...
Yeah. I don't want my son or daughter to go down on anyone.
Well, listen, okay, don't kill yourself.
Okay.
Because, take it away, Gary.
Life's worth living.
Wow. Okay, I'm staying alive. We're getting an abortion.
It's a permanent solution, temporary problem. Kids don't last forever.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, just be a bad parent.
No, I'm saying we're getting an abortion. I'm gonna stay alive.
No, have the kid.
No, no, we already got the abortion.
Leave it in a hot car. Let me finish. If you're not gonna hear me.
We already got the abortion.
Oh.
We just
You're on the phone.
Yes, in the course of the call.
All right.
I was holding her hand the whole time. I'm a good husband / wife.
In that case, certainly don't kill yourself because you'll go straight to hell if you do.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, I have been praying to the Lord, the one true Lord.
Now I'm on the spot for what I would actually tell someone not to kill themselves. Yeah. You know what? When I was in high school, I worked at a pizza place, and a friend of mine had a boyfriend that she broke up with, and he was a real dramatic guy. And he was like, I'm going to kill myself.
Oh, yeah. Sounds familiar. Like,
listen, this is emotional blackmail. This person does not... You can't be with this person. Fuck that.
Yeah.
And the next day he killed himself.
What?
And I don't think it was my advice that did it, but it made me certainly reevaluate how certain I was in my teenage...
Yeah.
And to this day on how, like, you got to take it seriously.
Yeah.
If anyone's going to say they're going to kill themselves, they're at the very least... wanting your input on the thing and to be talked out of it, you know?
They want at least two thumbs down.
Right.
I've slit my wrists and I knew it was horse shit, you know, when I was a kid. I mean,
same here, man.
These things. You do them and you want someone to give a fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's about it.
And you know what?
What?
We want our great fans to give a fuck.
Yeah.
Do we want them to rate and also... Yeah.
If you kill yourself, you can't give us 5
yes,
stars.
Please.
I mean, the podcast is a good reason to live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the fans, not for us, obviously.
Well, let's think this through. Now, what if we get people who don't kill themselves for this podcast?
Okay.
Uh-huh.
That's a lot of pressure. Let's say in 10 years, we're ready to move on to movies.
Yeah. Right?
Or whatever people do after podcasting.
2 years.
Yeah.
What'd I say?
You said 10.
I meant months.
Yes.
and people are going to be like, but I'm going to kill myself. And then we've got to be like, fuck, now we're on the spot.
Yeah, we got more podcasts. Don't worry.
Okay. Just for now, let's put a pin in it. Better safe than sorry. Don't kill yourself.
Yes.
Because we can't go back from that.
No.
Yeah, there's
just
no way to bring it back yet.
And right? What do you think, Gary?
Yeah.
Yeah, you shouldn't do it. It's the biggest mistake you'll ever make.
Yeah.
In your entire life.
Yeah.
And probably the last one.
Probably. Yeah.
In all seriousness, no, don't kill yourselves. Please don't.
Hey, guys, for real.
Hey. Look, just between you and me, whoever's listening.
We kid around a
lot. Yeah, we kid around, but probably don't.
Don't kill yourself.
Yeah.
Just call the hotline.
Yeah, that will help.
I feel like there's some sort of legal thing that we could...
Yeah, let's get this sorted out. Don't kill yourself.
Yeah.
We're on record as...
Right.
Oh, also...
Yes.
Is it too early to say, go to the website and listen to a minisode? That's another reason to not kill yourself.
Yeah, because you're probably like...
We got a fun size episode.
I want to not kill myself, but who's got the time?
Right.
Yeah.
Go check out a minisode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've only got one. So, well, there's two, I guess, if you count the one that got me in trouble with everybody.
What's the website, though, Gary?
The website is whichisbetterpod.com.
That's easy.
And we're going to start doing these mini episodes, probably releasing them on Thursdays. So look out for that. Yep. They're like 10 to 15 minutes long, and they just kind of just talk about like what you guys have voted on the internet. We give shout outs, shit like that.
Yeah.
It's a great idea and a fun thing. And then right now we're on a full episode and we're going to hear kind of interesting banter like this. So, guys, I was on the internet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I bought a jumper for baby Knox.
Cool.
And, you know, those things that hang in the
basketball?
Doorway. No, you hang it in the doorway and then it's like
a little, then they can jump. Bouncy thing. Yep.
And there's something about the algorithms on computers where they're like, ever since then, once a week, hey, check this bouncer out. I'm like, that's not a thing I need to buy over and over.
Right.
It's not like, you know, I'll buy some vinyl records and they're like, hey, here's a new Flamin' Lips record that just came out. Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you, internet. Thanks for letting me know that. Mm-hmm. But bouncers, I got it. It's all took care of, guys.
Yeah.
I get a bouncer notification every fucking day.
This is
I think I'm going to kill myself.
Whoa.
I've got so many bouncers.
This is pretty close to what you guys are saying.
Yeah.
You know, I don't normally brag on the show.
Mm-hmm.
But the other day I was at Dave & Buster's. Last night, in fact, I was playing with some friends. I won't name them. And I got 54 points in the basketball game.
Good
we were playing
God.
The basketball game, and I got 54 points.
Is that a lot?
That's the most I've ever gotten.
Is that 55 baskets?
No. No, it's you get 2 points or 3 points, depending on...
Oh, yeah. Man. Still,
it was it was by like 30 points more than I've ever gotten in my life. So
I'm proud of you,
I just want to say that I'm finally the greatest basketball player alive, better than LeBron and Michael Jackson.
You're an athlete.
Oh, well, that debate's settled.
Yeah.
Well, thank good you. For you, buddy.
Thank you, guys.
That's great news.
Thank Sean's you. If anybody night. Wants to challenge me, I probably can't do it under pressure. It was really only luck, I think.
Let me ask you these questions.
Go ahead.
This new designer gene thing, they're talking the CRISPR, where they go and they take your genes.
Oh, yeah.
And they fuck with your genes.
What?
Gene editor, yeah.
Yeah, they're editing genes. And this is the thing. There's different ways to do it. There's like a preventative thing where like, oh, my baby might have dwarfism.
Sure.
Or sickle cell or something I don't want.
Or be a white male.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that's where I'm getting with it. It's like at some point, it's like, what are the ethics of you could go in and change your baby, but at some point you're not changing, you're not taking away a disease. You know, mm-hmm. It's like, well, you change this and they might not have Alzheimer's. You change this, they might not ever have arthritis.
Yeah.
You change this, they'll have green eyes.
Yeah.
You change this, they'll be taller.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What are you doing? I mean, is this like a fucking, how about this? You can go in and alter if someone's gay. Or you can make them gay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's wrong? What do you think?
Man. It's pretty potentially scary. I think I wonder who will do actually bad things with it, though. I mean, I wonder if at some point people will make themselves more racially ambiguous just to avoid potential problems of being
there's two different
being
ways
a black person or something
it.
Like that.
You can like alter the genes of a person,
yeah,
and you can alter their I can't remember the name for it, but you can alter it where their kids will also have the alteration.
Oh,
so you're changing the human race.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean I really don't have a problem with it. I think there's probably a natural knee-jerk thing to be against it, but it seems like the natural way of things. It seems like the way things are going to go.
I think it's going to happen.
Yeah.
It raises a lot of questions. Like what's right and what's wrong and what's too far.
I mean,
what if we're accidentally fucking up some little thing we're not aware of?
And that's the other possibility.
Yeah.
That's weird, man.
And will it be like only really rich people will have these super
definitely
genetically altered kids who have so many advantages, not only because they're rich, but they're also have perfect eyesight and can fucking jump over a car, and do all this
shit. I think there'll be like a time period where there's like just an in-between time where there is like a lot of rich people that are borderline superhuman, and then you've got poor people that are just fucking just like us now.
Listen, the megastorms will even everything out, you know?
Yeah.
All of their huge houses will be crushed by the storms,
and we'll all be
destroyed.
I was reading some article that said that like pretty much all DNA and all organisms at this point come from about 200,000 years ago. This just came out in some article. Like, it all stems from that one period of time.
Yeah.
So they're thinking that there's like a major disaster right before that, and then everything sprung up.
I'd also heard that like some of the DNA is older than the last great catastrophe.
Really?
So a theory is that some asteroid hit the Earth and killed everything and sterilized the entire Earth. But when it hit the Earth, it knocked stones and rocks and shit up into the sky.
Yeah.
And then bacteria that can live in space kind of lived on the rocks. And then when they fell back to Earth, they kind of repopulated. Because the timelines kinda don't matter. Yeah, they don't. Oh. Yeah. Huh. Like, they don't think it was from, like,
aliens terraforming or something. Yeah,
it wasn't Prometheus or fucking, you know, or like from Mars or something necessarily, but it was like
it's exciting, man. Timeline.
Yeah, well, who knows?
I think now we're going to get in there. We're on the verge of some shit.
We're all aliens.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I'm actually a dog man. I'm part dog, part man.
Really?
Yeah, you should see my dick.
Like a lipstick.
Yes.
Shit, red as hell.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Can I talk about a few things that bother me before we get on?
Yeah, we're doing good.
Are we doing good on time?
There's a thing that people will say, it'll be a video.
Yeah.
And the video will be proper way to eat a pomegranate.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then it's a pomegranate on a counter. They slide it off the edge of the counter in the trash can.
Yeah.
Pretty good job.
Yeah,
pretty, pretty
funny.
And then there's one that's like proper way to eat guacamole. And they take a spoonful of guacamole, walk over the trash, throw it in the trash. And if you're thinking, I'm going to make a video of the best way to eat cream corn or something like that, and I'm going to take it and I'm throwing it in the trash. Good news, it's been done. It's been done so much that it's not fucking funny.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It makes me so mad that people enjoy it. It's like, this joke, this joke's been done. Mm-hmm. The joke's done already.
Yeah, if you did it once, then it's done.
It's not even the same person doing it over and over again.
Sorry.
It's like, people be like, great way to eat a bagel. What do you, you don't like bagels now?
Yeah.
And just you throw shit in the trash. Anyway.
I mean, who doesn't like cream corn? Cream corn's awesome.
Really?
Who doesn't like guacamole? Yes. What are you throwing guacamole in?
You don't like cream corn, Gary?
No, I don't.
I just saw you make a face.
Offensive.
What?
Yeah, I don't like
it's
that.
Like, oh. It's like corn soup, dog. It's awesome. It's hot.
It's sweet.
Salty. Sweet.
I'm not
texture
fan.
Get some fucking barbecue.
Cream corn.
You get some.
No.
Oh, it's awesome. You guys are fools, and I hope that I hope you do kill yourself.
Well, Gary, I think the problem is you've been eating it wrong.
How am I supposed to eat it?
Let me show you.
Oh, you just threw it in the trash.
Like, share.
Yep. Oh, LOL.
LMAO. I'm dying.
Just every video is fake. Every video anyone's doing isn't real.
Yeah.
I saw a video of a little boy swallowing a whole fish. And it was like, you ever do a thing with like a ruler in school where you act like your sword's swallowed?
Yeah.
And it just goes to the side of your head. It was so obviously not real. And people were like, this is amazing. I'm like, you're a fucking idiot. Why? You shouldn't be allowed to vote. Why are you
I know.
Alive?
I saw Dahurm share a video the other day.
Was it the giant skeletons?
No, it wasn't that. But it was Prince Harry and his wife.
Oh, yes, and it was, that video.
Yeah, and it was like, man, this is Illuminati shit right here. Because it looked like them, but their faces were completely still. And they're like, their faces aren't right. And then I was looking at all the comments, and it was like, man, what's going on?
They're just wearing masks,
they're just
right?
wearing masks.
Yeah.
It was from America's Got Talent or something.
God damn it.
And no one would just look it up.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll see the pictures of the clouds, and it'll look sort of like an angel. Like, well, take that, atheist.
Yeah,
that's real.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
I don't get it.
What if that is the proof, though, Brad?
Well, then then it was done poorly. I remember when I was about 14. Father Arnold. I was Catholic.
Father Arnold.
He came to me, and he gave me Body of Christ, you know, the cracker. And I took it, and I slid it across the counter into a trash can.
Wow.
And I said, that's the proper way to eat of my body.
Hey, pour my blood in there too.
I remember the teenagers at our church would go around and drink the last bit of the wine out of the thing.
So many people drank out of
they
the
were
same
poor
fucking
teenagers.
Class.
Hell yeah.
That shit's so watered down. You can't even get drunk off it. All right, one last thing that bothers me about the internet now. Jazzy covers.
Yeah, you hate jazzy covers.
Fucking covers. How many jazzy covers are we going to be fucking?
I haven't seen any of these things you're talking about.
It'll be like a video, and it'll be like a sexy jazzy girl, and she's looking down at the ground, and then,
oh no,
yeah, and then they'll start singing, you know, this shit is bananas.
And
they're singing some pop song in a jazzy way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was sarcastically saying a Blink 182 song, and someone was like, "No, there is one of those." Yeah. Like you can't even make fun.
Yeah.
Of like the jazzy things. Like, why do you have to do the sexy growly?
Yeah.
Every fucking thing. The fuck out of here! That Puddles pity party. The clown.
Oh.
Fuck me. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
I know that that exists, but I don't know what it is.
It's just like, what do you? Just all the small things. Like, shut the fuck up. Oh, just, God. What are you fucking doing? Stop it.
Oh, I mean, people used to do those, like, bluegrass covers of rap songs everything. All the time. Folk covers.
Just, what are you doing?
White girl. Yeah.
God damn it.
Yeah, that shit was bad.
Taylor Swift did that cover of Earth, Wind & Fire recently.
Yeah. Well, and how did that go?
Yeah, that went great.
Awful. God. Jesus. It was lucky for me. Yeah, I don't love that song. I feel like it's a great song, but it's like their most overplayed song.
Yeah.
So, like, I was kind of okay with it. Mm-hmm. It's just like, yeah, go ahead. If you're going to cover someone, cover the most songs, obvious
song. Yeah, that's not song. Like that song is uncoverable. I think that Without You is uncoverable, and someone did a cover of it, like a country version.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what do you think you're going to do a better job? Of Harry Nilsson and what was the story behind that? He had been out for fucking 24 hours driving around on a fucking bender.
Oh,
he came
to
the studio, first take, sang it perfect.
Wow, I didn't know that.
And that was the one that's on the album. It's beautiful. Listen to it and don't fucking cry, you fucking asshole. Don't come back and say, fuck you.
My neck, my back, lick my pussy and my crack.
Lick it!
All right, I'm sorry. Boy, oh boy. Oh boy, let's move on.
Okay,
to Brad's tip.
Wow,
is that what's happening?
Sure.
Yeah.
Are we going out of order?
No.
Brad's tip: don't believe everything you read.
Wow.
Especially on the back of a truck.
Oh snap!
Let me tell you something, everybody.
He went there.
These signs that these dump trucks hauling rocks around.
Yeah.
And they say not responsible for broken windshields.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, guess what? I disagree. And I took them to task. I got my windshield replaced.
Oh, you know, really?
Last week I was like, oh, my windshield got broke. I didn't want to tell y'all I was in the works of trying to get it fixed because I didn't really think it. This is a problem. You ever see the movie Battlefield Earth?
No.
Okay, it's horrible, but it's that Scientology guy.
Yeah, Ron
Hubbard wrote it. And the only good thing about it was this weird alien race was obsessed with leverage. Like, if you don't have leverage over someone, if you can't make someone do what you want, you got no leverage, you can't do anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the real world. I apply that to my real life. Mm-hmm. Ron Hubbard's got a lot of great. But it's true. I went and I was like, hey, you guys broke my windshield. I need you to fix my windshield. But what if they said no? Well, I really wasn't anything I could do.
Yeah.
I even consulted our lawyer friend, Trey McLarnon. Shout out to Trey McLarnon.
Hi, Trey.
Hey, Trey.
And he was like, you know, you could pursue this. You could spend three times what you're going to spend on fixing your windshield to try to make these guys fix your windshield. And I'm spiteful enough to do that. But fortunately, they did the right thing. They fixed the windshield. So just so you know, I believe this is a policy. Phase one, put a sign on your car, your truck that says, I'm not responsible for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe that deters some people.
Right.
Pays for the sticker, at least. Phase two is act like you're not going to do it. Phase three is keep acting like you're going to do it. But, like, I pestered them for 5 days, and then they came out and fixed it.
Oh, so nice.
Just pester them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's worth a shot. How much is a windshield? $400, $500?
Pretty expensive.
Pester them. Do yourself a favor and give it a try, at least. If it doesn't work out, hey, you know what? You're still a good person.
Yeah.
There you go.
And you are loved.
You are loved.
Yeah.
By us.
Yes.
And by certainly friends.
Yes.
Life's worth living.
Yeah.
We are your friends, whoever you are.
Yeah.
Even and if, yeah.
You've got a bond not only with us, but other people who are listening.
Yeah.
You all got something in common, and it's love, right?
That's all you need, I've heard.
Okay, it's time to call Mark and Unson.
Okay.
Good evening.
Hey, buddy.
Oh, Gary, how are you doing, friend?
I'm doing great.
Is that Mark? Mark Anenson.
Hey, Brad, how are you, friend?
Good. Sean's here, too. Sean.
Hi, Mark.
Yeah. Oh, hey, Sean. Sorry to hear that.
You guys are the best of friends.
I'm teasing. Sean's great.
Of all guys, Sean. I need you in my life,
the
Mark.
Wolf and the Walrus, or what was it? Was it Sean the Wolf?
Yeah. Yeah, just look that up on... Is it still on YouTube, Mark?
Yeah, it was on your YouTube account, so...
Oh, I might have deleted it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, hopefully it's deleted.
How have you been, buddy?
I've been great.
Oh, good. We have a financial question of sorts for you.
If you're
okay.
Hey, Mark, would you tell us about Kickstarters, GoFundMes, these online crowdsourcing things?
Yeah, don't do them.
Don't
really?
Don't fall for it.
Wow. Don't donate or don't do one.
Just make your own money.
Oh, no, do one. It's a great way to make money.
Oh, okay.
But don't donate. Don't give to one.
Right? I never thought of it that way.
Sometimes, like, if you give enough money, you might get a bumper sticker or you get endless emails about a project that happened 5 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
They're the worst.
That's a good point.
And, you know, if there's a cause you want to give to, if it's like, oh, you know, Nana needs a kidney transplant.
Yeah, those are the ones that make me sad, where it's sort of like, I'm like, do I have enough friends to get sick? I don't think if I have heart surgery.
You definitely don't.
I don't have nearly enough friends to get sick.
Well, I did one for my stepdad when he passed away, and pretty much comics paid for my stepdad's funeral.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's beautiful.
Well, I remember what after the great flood of whatever it was, we did that fundraiser
2010.
Show.
2010.
You mean in Nashville?
2010.
Yeah, you remember Beth Donahue's mom's house got flooded out?
We raised
like a lot of money for her, but that was like a show. That was, I guess it was a little before. But that was like people came and donated money. I guess that's a little different, though, than like,
hey, I invented a new board game and I want people to...
Here's the funny thing. Weren't we doing a fundraiser show for a comic, but then everybody who came to think that it was for the flood? Do you remember that, Brad?
Oh,
I don't want to say
that's
it
a
on...
different. No. Okay. That was a different thing.
If people gave all this money thinking it was for the flood, but it was really for this one comic.
I remember just handing all the money over to Beth, and she gave it to her mom, which didn't even make a dent. And her home was destroyed.
Yeah.
It didn't. I mean, it was a nice gesture, but it didn't really. I do remember playing the theme to Tremé as we came out holding umbrellas. But that's a fundraiser. That's not exactly. I guess that's what GoFundMe are. Is a fundraiser. It's right there in the name.
Pretty much.
Can I make one more comment about like Kickstarters and GoFundMe?
Please do, Mark.
So like, if you're a lot of these are like for for-profit businesses that they want you to give money to.
Oh,
like stay away from those. Like if you're going to start a business, like unless they're going to include you in when they make profits.
Yeah,
you know, let them raise their own money. I mean,
okay.
Hey, my friend's starting a business. I want $100.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
That's like me. You know. Saying, hey, I want to pay my house off real quick.
Yeah. I remember
everybody give me money. I want to be financially independent.
I do remember there's a comic we know who was sort of like, I'm a female comic. I want to do female comedy. Give me $1,000. And everybody's like, for what exactly? Like, just to get my feet off the ground. What? What are you talking about?
You got to have money if you want to do comedy.
I know,
but I think
you also have to have like at least a business plan or something.
Yeah.
I know there was a Facebook group I was in when there was a woman. It's like, hey, I'm a single mother. I need $1,500. Just to get back on my feet. And people are like, for what? What do you need? I can't, if you need a refrigerator, I can donate or things like that.
Yeah.
She was never, it was just sort of like, look, just, I want a bunch of money.
Just give me money.
Just give me a bunch of money.
Yeah.
If you're like me and belong to a lot of these hip, like Antioch.
I'm in hip Antioch.
I love all those things because there's so many people just wanting free money and people fall for it all the time.
People are still
stupid. I donated. I'm so sorry. I donated.
Yeah. Well, I guess, you know, you donate, you feel good about yourself.
Sure.
You get like a new kind of beehive that opens from the back or whatever the fuck they're kickstarting.
Yeah,
and you're like,
you feel great about yourself and the person gets to go buy the meth that they wanted in the first place.
That's a good deal.
Win-win.
Yeah. That is a win-win.
Didn't we know someone who invented a card game or something and then they didn't do it? Like they collected all this.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know who that was.
That was
a story going around. There was someone who like... I don't want to slander anyone, but there was someone who kickstarted a card game.
Really?
And then people donated to it.
And then they never made it?
They just never made it. And I don't know why.
And that's how you make money. And that's how you get rich.
Yeah, that's really smart.
Yep.
100% profit.
Yeah.
Good point.
That's a really good point, Mark. Thank you for telling us that.
Well, hey, buddy. We want to thank you so much for all your insights, and we will talk to you soon.
My pleasure. Have a great show.
Bye.
Bye, Mark.
Bye, Mark.
Oh, Mark.
Wow. That's our Mark.
What would we do without Mark?
What would we do without Mark?
Well, guys, I want you to know that right after Mark, it's usually Gary's special segment.
Hey everyone, this is Gary's pan eye for the comedian guy. A lot of you may know that I'm a pansexual man.
Yeah, we know.
And I actually started watching Queer Eye this week on Netflix.
Great show.
I didn't watch the first one.
Oh, is there a reboot?
Yeah, it's like on Netflix now.
Are they different gay guys?
Yeah, it's like new gay guys. They're newer, more... They're actually less gay, I think, this time around.
Interesting. Yeah. I watched the original, and I think it sort of helped, but also kind of ruined me.
Yeah.
Because, like, on that show, they're like, hey, it's fine. Just, like, wear a really tight pink shirt, and it'll be fine. And yeah. I was like, okay, I will do that. And then I was like, oh, no, I shouldn't wear it. Like, I shouldn't wear a really tight pink shirt. I'll look silly.
But no, I really enjoyed the show. I've watched like 3 episodes so far, cried every fucking time. It's like good TV. But what I'd like to do, and I've had this idea for a long time, a lot of you guys know I'm into fashion. I like to dress nice.
Yeah.
I like to look
good.
Hot. That's true.
It's a fact.
You're hot piece of ass.
I work hard.
Yeah. Sexy. You kettlebell.
But what I'd like to do is, I've noticed there's a lot of handsome comedians out there.
Really?
A lot of good-looking comedians.
I haven't noticed that.
Well, here's the thing. It's lying underneath a pile of garbage.
Oh. Yeah, okay.
So what I'd like to do is I'd like to have the listeners nominate one comedian from Nashville.
For you to make over?
We're going to give him a makeover.
Oh, I love that. A Nashville comedian?
Yeah. Now, we have almost no budget whatsoever. You might even have to pay for some of it yourself.
We'll do a Kickstarter.
Yeah, we'll do a Kickstarter. But no, I think it'd be fun. We'll shoot some of it, post before and after pics, mm-hmm. and
that
then you guys
great.
Can decide which was better, before or after.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
So, yeah.
That sounds great.
We should make like a 10 people who would participate in this list.
Yeah.
And then you guys can pick from that.
Wow.
Because otherwise, every single comic would get one vote. Because there's a bunch of ugly motherfuckers.
You're right.
Y'all know you're ugly.
I'm excited. I think it'll be fun.
I think that's a great idea, Gary. I'm so proud of you.
Do some, you know, kind of Will Smith Hitch sort of stuff with him.
Yes.
Teach him how to dance.
Yeah.
Yes. Teach him pickup artist stuff.
Yeah, no, we'll get you some puss.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Or dick. Yeah.
Or whichever one you like.
Yeah.
Or both.
Feel like.
So check out this season of Pan Eye for the Comedian Guy.
Nice. Wow, that sounds great, Gary.
Great job, Gary. All right, guys, now it's time for Sean's Corner.
You may know this, guys, but Father's Day is coming up.
Oh.
And I have a nice... sweet Father's Day track for you guys. A lot of songs about fathers are not very positive, but I have a sweet Father's Day track for you from one of my favorite artists. Just Google Peter Gabriel, father, comma, son. It's just a beautiful song that he wrote about his dad. He just loves his dad, and he just wrote a nice song about it. And it's just like there's a piano and he's singing. Check it out. It'll brighten your day. Even if you hate your dad, you'll be like, I'm glad Peter Gabriel likes his dad.
I thought you almost said Father Kama Sutra.
Father Kama Sutra. He and his dad do all the positions. They actually are doing yoga in the video.
Really?
But that's slightly different than Kama Sutra because there's less insertion.
A little bit. Probably the same amount of farts, though.
Yeah.
All right, Sean's Corner. All right, let's take a moment to... do some advertising.
Which is better as part of the Osiris Network.
Mm-hmm.
Osiris is creating a community that connects people like you with podcasts and live experiences about artists and topics you love. We'll be doing many live events this summer around the country, which will include artist interviews, contests, and more. Sign up for the newsletter at osirispod.com to stay in the loop. Relics Magazine is a media partner of Osiris. For music news, go to relics.com.
That's all true.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not a lie in there.
Yeah.
All that stuff's happening, and keep your eyes peeled.
Yeah, I think we can't give too many details, but we might even have a Which Is Better live show coming up later this year.
Yeah,
so just,
and, you know.
We don't know. We don't know all the details yet, but just it might happen. So just start to get excited.
And believe it when you see it.
Yeah.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Which Is Better.
Which is better?
Moms versus dads.
Oh, snap.
Whoa.
Moms versus dads.
Huh. Damn.
Huh. This First one. Of all, let's just go ahead and say moms are going to win. Yeah. God damn it.
Probably. Just
quit. Stop your fucking whatever text you're writing.
Stop your nagging. Moms Jesus will win.
Christ. Just let us have at least a minute of pretending like maybe dads have a chance, okay? Let's go around the room and get gut reactions. Sean?
This is pretty easy for me. I'm going to go moms.
Yeah.
But mostly because my dad is, he's not alive.
He's not alive.
So there's no way he could listen to this episode and be sad about it.
Oh,
whereas,
good point.
And it's a long shot, my mom will certainly not listen to this.
Oh, let's hope not.
Yeah.
I think your mom would be more sad listening to this podcast.
Yeah.
Even if you say you like her better.
That's true.
Yeah.
So I'll say moms just in the off chance that she happens to tune in.
Okay. All right.
I'll go with dads just because I feel like I'm the only one who
devil's advocate.
Could be the devil's advocate on this one.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
I've had many dads.
Yeah. Well,
you've had the most dads.
You've got
maybe
the father.
Of anybody ever.
I've had like
what's your dad
five
tally?
Dads.
Nice.
That's not bad.
Something like that.
And Holy Father.
Those are good numbers you're putting up.
Yeah. So, I mean, I feel like I've got more of a range, so I'll defend dads, but god damn do I hate them.
Yeah. Here's my thing is I don't get along with my old man and haven't ever, but I am a dad.
Oh, right? Yeah.
So I'm kind of biased both ways. So it's a tough one. I'm going to say, which is better? I'm going to say moms are better.
Yeah.
But
okay.
Let's find out now, which is more supportive.
Ooh.
We're going to have to feed off our own lives, but also just from the people you know growing up.
growing.
As you grew into a man.
As a little boy.
What kind of as man were you going to be?
As a little boy.
A little boy.
I think moms are more supportive. I know that at least on television, every dad doesn't stand in the back of every child's play.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And if they do show up, it's like, what? The dad showed up in the back of the play?
Okay. Yeah.
So I think moms are like,
that's a trope.
It's such a stereotype that the dad mm-hmm. will not come to your play that I think that moms are more supportive.
You know what? I'll go on record. I went to every single one of Hannah's parent-teacher conferences.
Wow.
Every single play, every single thing.
I went to most of them too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you went too.
I went to one.
You didn't even have to. Yeah, you guys come along with me sometimes.
Yeah.
I'd bring a crew of people.
Yeah. We were rolling deep.
There's a story we could tell right now.
I know. It'd be so good, but
I don't know.
I don't think we can.
No.
Supportive. Gary.
God, I'm going to have to go with moms on this one.
Yeah.
Even though I voted for dads in the beginning because they're so great. moms. I feel like a mom will have a long conversation with you about something.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Really
yeah.
help you work something out.
Yep.
Whereas like a dad is just like, he gives you like greeting card answers to shit.
Yeah.
Just like, hang in there, son. Yeah. And you're like, oh, thanks, dad.
Yeah. I feel like a mom, you could be like, mom, I'm gay. Or mom, I'm going to be an artist. Or mom, I want to
do improv.
Be a singer.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you could come to your mom with one, and she'll just sit down with you at the kitchen table and tell you, okay. And then that's what we're doing. Then let's get out of the thing. We're going to figure out how to...
Yeah.
And a dad is like, you're going to military school. No, you're not.
Yeah.
You're
just the opposite.
Yeah, it's like not really supporting what you're doing.
Yeah.
I think that if you are doing what your dad wants you to do, he'll support it.
Yeah.
Like if he's a football guy and you're playing football, he'll... be there for that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he's not going to be there for
I love you so much, son. Just seeing you grow up.
Yeah.
Doing your fucking squat presses has really inspired me. I love you so much, son.
So we'll give that to moms.
Yeah.
Moms.
Okay. Moms
ass.
Are more supportive. Next question, similar but different, which is more helpful.
Wow.
I'll tell you this.
Yeah.
In my experience, not with my own person, we're leaving my own life out of this.
Yeah. We
and
don't
obviously
want...
you two, because you didn't really have a dad doing this. But as far as like, my friends and people I knew growing up and people I even know now, when it was time for like, I need to buy a car, dad's helping you.
Yeah.
I need to do this. Dad's showing you how.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Like, that's helpful.
That's, yeah. That's
mom's
a good
supportive
point.
And she's on your side.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know if it's because we're on the tail end of the patriarchy or whatever mm-hmm. it is, but, like, the dad's usually the one who's like, you got a flat tire, yeah. call your dad.
Yeah.
You know, whatever's wrong,
yeah.
your
yeah.
dad's going to help you.
That's true.
Dad's, even if he calls you a fucking idiot because yeah. you don't know how to do it.
They get excited to help people with that kind of stuff.
I think so. It makes them feel useful.
Like, I find that with a lot of just redneck dudes in general, or like just dude, mm-hmm. like older dudes. They if they think they can help you with something that they know about, like if, a car yeah. thing, it makes them feel so yeah. worthwhile.
If yeah. you give a little redneck guy just a little bit of, oh, I didn't know that, make him,
oh, yeah.
He'll give you a little condescension, like,
yeah.
like, oh, you what route did you take? You and didn't take I-40 to the third for, but he, yeah.
Yeah.
He'll come out feeling on top and he'll like you for it.
Wow.
That's how you manipulate a redneck.
That's smart. That's really smart. So, I will say, for me, but mostly because most of my memories are of mother, my mom showed me how to do some things. I mean,
yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
She was a handy lady. So she like showed me how to, you know, do light wiring things and, oh, you know, wow. stuff like that. You know, okay. I mean, if we needed to change a light switch or, you know, yeah. change out an outlet or put in a new, you know, lighting fixture or something like that, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Painting, yeah. stuff like that, you know, kind of light around the house stuff. She showed me how to do. Oh, wow. So that was pretty helpful.
That's advanced shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I, in my own experience, as far as my daughter goes, I think I have tried to be helpful as far as I could.
Yeah.
But my baby's mom and Jill is way smarter than me.
Yes.
Is just probably a better person to go to. Yeah. And a lot of times I'd even be like, let's ask your mom how
yeah.
this
yeah.
works or whatever. Like,
yeah.
And the things that I would do, like... Like, I would open a bank account for Hannah, and they'd be like, yeah, that bank sucks. We're going to open a different one. So, you know, and just things that, like, eh. So, I think that they can both be helpful, but overall, the people I know, there's a different kind of thing. Because I think it's like sure. Gary kind of touched on it, where dads want to prove their mettle, you know?
Yeah.
And, oh, yeah.
And, like, kind of be like, I'm helping. Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah. Okay. Give that to dads?
It seems like dads won that one.
I'm surprised, but dads are getting it.
All right. Okay.
They can get it. Where's them zaddies at?
Which is more important?
Oh.
Uh-oh. Now,
wow.
Which, I'm telling you, this is how I'm framing it. I know a lot of kids who just had a mom.
Yes.
Seems like dads are kind of taking it, you know,
oh,
not
yeah.
as intricate to the yeah. system.
Dads are definitely disposable.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had five, so I think that
yeah.
proves it.
Yeah.
Right,
they come and go.
Yeah.
I'd rather not have mine.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know, he's terrible.
You can do it without dads.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
I honestly think in my situation would have been better if he was not around.
If there's no dad. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Zero dad would have been better than
probably.
I think in a lot of situations it is. Didn't they show? I mean, there are plenty of studies. This is actually about the power of both of them, but, you know, if you have. Aren't kids who have both parents just kind of more well-rounded?
That's what they say, yeah.
I mean, I guess that means, like, hey, there should be a dad also, not necessarily yeah. that there should be a dad.
I think...
hey,
there
definitely needs to be a mom, well, but if you happen to have a dad, you know, slide one in there, you know?
Not to sound super woke, but I think that's more than needs to be two people.
Yeah.
No.
Because... it's any one person doing all the work without a break
yeah.
is going to be stressed and yeah. worn out. So it's like, even if it's like a mother and another mother or
yeah.
another,
yeah.
a mother and a aunt or a friend or some, you know,
a mother and
someone
like,
share it.
Like a male vulture, but right. like a very caring yeah. vulture.
Yeah. Or like just a mother and a mother and a grandmother in the same house. As long as there's
yes.
someone kind of not just so it's not all
three grandmothers.
Yeah.
Bunch of grandmas.
Yeah, seven grandmas and a child.
That'd be a great kid.
That would be, yeah. Fat kid.
Pampered. But, very yeah, pampered.
Very fat kid.
Yeah. Just a fat cat. Kid.
Yeah. But still.
Who'd know how to put the seat down.
Yes. Uh-huh. Oh, he'd be in so much trouble. Tins of candy,
he'd just be
though.
Tired from giving hugs all the time.
I'll say mothers are more important.
Lots of hard candy.
Mothers are more important.
Mothers.
For sure.
Well, all right, let's go. Which kills more kids?
Wow.
Man,
we're not talking about abortion.
We're not talking about
abortion. That's another discussion for another day.
Okay.
But after the kids are born and everybody's on the same page about whether or not they're a person or not.
Yeah.
Who kills them more?
Part of me is thinking moms.
I don't really. That's the thing.
Just
is we're not,
because
we're not
they're
looking,
around more.
We're not looking up stats. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Moms have more opportunities because dads aren't even around to kill them.
I'm
an absentee fratricide.
Are we saying who kills their own children more?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
But
I
would consider encouraging your child to join the military as murdering your child.
Oh, wow. Yeah. What about you're a dad and you're flying a drone around killing other people's kids?
No, that's hysterical, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about you have a kid.
Yeah.
And you kill your kid.
You kill your kid.
Are you a mom or are you a dad?
Are you a dad? Oh, man.
It's certainly sensational news when a mother kills her kids because that's such a fucking taboo.
Yeah.
But
if a dad
really
kills their kid, you're like, of course they do. Yeah, that's what dads do.
It was Father's Day.
What are you, Marvin Gaye?
He got a dumb tie.
Yeah.
Man, I think because of how...
But Munchausen syndrome.
Ooh.
Where they poison their
Eminem.
Kids.
Yeah. That happens a lot.
Eminem, man.
That happens. You know, one out of every three mothers kills their kid with Munchausen syndrome.
I didn't know that.
It's a fact.
It's one
out
of
three?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one
fact.
Out of three.
They make their kids swallow a fish.
Yeah.
And die.
I don't want to give this to moms, but it sounds... I think it's dads. Have a feeling it's moms for some reason.
I mean, I think dads kill more of everyone.
Well, dads... Probably do more dangerous shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? I feel like dads would probably kill both rather than the mom would just kill a kid.
Yeah. Dads are going on sprees.
I knew a dad who bought his daughter a golf cart.
Oh, no.
And she and her friend died on it because they were hot rogging around.
What?
And they died.
How do you die in a golf cart?
You fucking jump off a fucking hill. You're hot dogging around. Those things are... You've seen Jackass.
That's terrifying.
They're fucking souped up.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
So is that blood's on that guy's hands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a dead dad. That's a dad dead dad.
That's a dad did that.
That's a dad did that.
Dad did dead.
That dad did that. Okay, but mothers kill more. Let's be honest. Mothers.
I don't know. I don't know if they do.
I'll be interested to look this up or to be corrected online.
If we're wrong, we'll certainly hear about it.
Yeah, please tell us. I don't actually know.
I'm just guessing.
Equal.
I mean, I think dads are probably more likely to kill, but I feel like moms...
I think the fact that dads don't kill more is impressive.
I'm proud of dads. Cause,
I think about, I mean, I'd never kill my kid, but just the average guy's just rage.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Ooh, shaking babies. That's a dad thing.
Yeah.
Shaking a baby, forgetting a baby in the hot car to play video games. That's dad shit.
Shake it like a soul shaker.
We'll call it a draw. One of the few times we call it a draw. Both fathers and mothers kill their kids.
Great at it.
Yeah.
80% of the time.
It's so easy to kill a kid, too.
All right, well, we got to breeze through these.
Yes.
This is close but different, but also a key element. Which does more damage?
Wow.
I mean, which fucks people up?
I feel like dads do more, like, not only do they beat their kids up, of course they do, but they also, like, make them feel inadequate about everything about them. You hear a lot of women talk about their moms kind of destroying their self-image or something.
Someone laying
like that.
On a psychiatrist's couch, they're talking about mom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I know my mom did more damage than any of the dads just because she was there the most.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But she also did the most good. So
your mom... its heart was in the right place.
That's the problem. Yeah. So it's hard to get mad at.
Right. Like, my old man was just an evil, mean person who would take his frustrations out on his kids. And when I was a kid, I identified more with my mom, and I loved my mom, and would go to my mom. And then, like, because I thought, well, it's got to be hard to be. And then the older I got, and when I had my own kid, I was like, oh, no, she could have helped me. She could have protected us or left or done a million things. So, like, as I grew older... the more of a parent I became, now my daughter's grown, I was like, no, none of this had to go down this way.
Right.
It's not. Yeah. So I kind of, as an older person, lost respect that I foresaw having. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like when you're younger, like, well, you wait, when you grow up, you're going to see blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And then you do grow up and you say, oh, no, that's not really
I mean, my mom was bipolar too. So it's like, there's so many excuses I can give her.
Oh, yeah, stuff. Sure.
So it's like,
yeah.
I can't be mad at her. I'm not mad at her. She did her best. And, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's about it.
I'll abstain from this one as a personal excuse. I think yeah. that, I hope I haven't done any damage to Hannah. I think another part of being raised so shittily is that like I try so hard to like clarify myself to my daughter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you know, I love you, right? You know, if I ever, you know, you think of things that you did, you think of things now as an adult that you remember from when you're fucking eight that left a mark on you. And you have no idea what you did to an 8-year old that's going to leave a mark on him for the rest of their life.
Right.
Because you're in a bad mood, or you know, or something happened, or a misunderstanding,
mm-hmm.
and you're like, "Oh fuck! I hope I'm sorry if I did anything. I'm sorry. I don't know. Anyway, we got off. We did more damage.
I feel like
in general,
yeah. I just feel like dads can beat you up and also make you feel bad, whereas there are fewer moms beating up their kids. Yeah. I mean, there's tons of moms beating up their kids, of course.
I think moms will whip you. A dad will beat you up, but even the most severe ass whipping will heal. But like when your only power is manipulation,
mm-hmm.
you, like a mom,
yeah.
it can be so much more brutal.
It's harder to address.
Yeah,
that's true.
It's subtle, and it's also cuts deeper because that's the only tool she's got.
Yeah.
She can't just smack you.
And then you tell them that they did a thing, and they're just like, I didn't do that. It's like,
yeah,
they're living in a totally different world.
Yeah. They've known you. They've had a head start on you.
Yeah. Whereas a dad will be like, yeah, I kicked your ass. I was drunk.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course I did.
And I do want to say, too, like, my dad was actually a good guy. My real dad.
Well, he died when you were, how old were you?
I was like 10 years old.
Yeah, you're a little boy.
But they were divorced. I mean, I didn't know him that well. I called him by his first name and all that shit.
Oh,
Rochester.
Yeah, Rochester. Bennington, no, Rochester.
Rochester.
Sorry, you're talking about your dead father.
Yeah, I mean, he was,
yeah.
He seemed like a decent person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm. There's, I mean, like, how much did that have to do with you, though? I mean, how much did he have to do with your life? Was it just sort of like an uncle level of involvement?
It almost was like an uncle, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I mean, good uncle helps.
Uncle Albert. I mean, I called him Albert.
Well,
Albert.
He was old as fuck.
Really?
Do you love that Paul McCartney song?
I actually do. It's really good.
Great song.
No, he was like 56 when I died.
I'll skip ahead since we're talking about that. No, I want to talk about, I'm gonna reverse order on these, better songs. We talked about this already a little bit.
Oh, yes.
Cats in the Cradle.
Cats in the Cradle.
Mother by Danzig.
Mother's great.
Who has better songs?
My Dear Mama by Tupac.
Sean sort of already addressed this before we even talked about it. If there's a song about a dad, it's usually about how you were a shitty dad.
Lots of songs. But I mean, Cats in the Cradle is sort of like,
Cats in the Cradle was like, you weren't here to raise me, and now I'm not here to be part of your life.
Yeah.
Just the Two of Us.
Oh, Just the Two of Us is nice,
Father and Son, Cat Stevens.
Oh, yeah.
That's a sad song, but it's also sort of about how they don't quite see eye to eye.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the sort of the sadness of that. There aren't a lot of dad songs. I think there's way more moms.
Papa was a Rolling Stone.
That's a bad, that's negative.
You don't want to be a Rolling Stone.
They're mostly negative.
Yeah.
But, are they better, songs? Though?
Well, I'm saying,
I mean, there's a lot.
Well, the bigger question I was going to ask was who had better representation, as in, like, in a movie or a sitcom.
Yeah.
And then part of that was going to be songs, but we're kind of running out of time.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I think in movies, dads are a bumbling idiot or an evil molester or a fucking abuser.
Yeah.
And moms are...
Yeah, sometimes they're evil.
Snarky and evil. Yeah, but sort of like, I guess Mummy Dearest is like the most evil mom.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She's a real bad mom.
But like on the typical sitcom or TV show, any kind, it was like the mom outsmarts the dad and is always better and all that stuff, which I think is an insult because you have to punch up, and that means that the perception is that men are better. So you're the underdog for being a woman, so that's why you're winning, and it's patronizing. And it's stupid. And if women weren't so dumb, they would know that.
Whoa.
Yeah, so many of those sitcoms had, like, the moms were just such boring characters. And a lot of them would even replace the mom, you know. because it didn't matter who they were because they were so perfect. And that's why I think one of my favorite like TV show moms is Peggy Hill from King of the Hill.
Oh, really?
Because she's like the only one who has like flaws. And it makes her like really interesting. It's and it makes you like her.
Yeah, that's a good point. She's like kind of an asshole.
Yeah. And she does dumb stuff, but she also does good stuff the same way that everybody else does.
Yeah, but she's certainly self-serving and, and that's good. I think, though, that generally mothers are portrayed as just a little better and smarter and more sensitive and stuff. And, and I'm kidding. Of course, everyone knows this is patronizing horseshit. I'm just like, I think it's like old shows where the dad, like Andy Griffith or whatever, he knew best, but he also would occasionally be like, oh, I guess I was wrong.
He was flawed, yeah. He was racist.
And okay, from TV shows, movies, and songs, who gets a better rep?
Man.
Moms.
I think moms get a slightly better rep. Though I think if we're talking just songs, the dad songs we mentioned are better than the mom songs we mentioned, even if they're about
they're
a bad
better
dad.
Quality.
Yeah.
But the representation.
Really bad dads.
I think also, if you wrote a song saying fuck my mom, you're an asshole.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You can't say this. Maybe nowadays a little bit, but even Eminem.
I mean, Eminem, yeah.
Yeah, even him, people are like, don't talk about your mom like that.
Yeah, that's true.
Because moms are like the troops or the fucking church.
They are.
It's like held on this level where your mom, you better show your mom respect. You know, you don't know what it's like to be a mom. And people.
There's plenty of moms that hide behind that shit, too.
Oh, yeah. I hate that. I hate anyone who's like a shitty parent but still jumps in the parenting thing.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
I'm like, you have to have credentials.
Yeah.
Like, I've got people in my family who like didn't raise their kids and are shitty and then will take these. Well, you know people. I don't want to say any names. You know people who fucking never see their kids and then they take like a bunch of Instagram pictures and then post them up with like them and their kids. I'm like, you motherfucker, that's the first time you've seen that kid in a goddamn month. And you're acting like, oh, it's just another day. Fucking take your kid, change his clothes 13 times so you have all these different pictures. Trying to look like you're raising your kid, you motherfucker.
Just green screen.
Yeah. Like. What are y'all doing on Alderaan?
We right. love Paris and Alderaan.
Oh, look, they're standing on top of the Eiffel Tower.
Okay, who does more damage? Better representation? Moms have better representation.
I think, slightly. Though there are plenty bad.
Here's
moms.
Another one that's sort of gross, but we need to address it. Which is more sexualized?
Ooh.
Who's your daddy? Come to mama.
Like moms are more sexualized.
MILF.
Yeah. No, there is like dad bod.
The dad bod thing.
But dad bod's kind of like, that's an, I'm attracted to that. Yeah. But like MILF is like, I want to fuck.
MILFs are
that
like,
mom. Yeah. Like even dad bod is like, less a less sexual name, even if people did like that, which they don't. Of course, no one likes that.
But I'll say this, that there is something that happens to a woman's body when she has a baby. Like the hips spread out. There's like some fullness to a woman who's had a baby.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, I've known like skinny ass girls and they have a kid and all of a sudden I'm like, oh, you got me sprung.
Oh, yeah.
Moms
are hot, man.
Yeah. Dad, I'm a dad. I've got mirrors.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I know what's happening. This dad bod thing.
We've got
The dad bod thing made me actually question whether or not I was living in the Matrix.
Yeah.
I was like, no way. You're what? Who wrote this program where all of a sudden people are like a fat gut?
No way. I think that dad bod thing was a kind of an excuse for a lot of women to just be like, oh, yeah, we love fat guys just so they don't have to take care of themselves.
Well, the fat guys they're talking about are Leonardo DiCaprio. It's like, well, of course.
Of course, yeah.
No, you don't love fat bods. You love Leonardo DiCaprio.
You love like a famous guy who's rich and his face is very pretty. He's got a pretty face.
So moms are more sexualized?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
I poppy, I mommy.
Which all that shit, I don't understand.
I don't
like
that.
The daddy.
I've
like,
never liked that shit.
I've known so many girls that like be like calling you daddy. And that's like, I feel like an accepted thing among most people. But if you were just like, oh, mommy.
Mommy, like, I want to fill you up, mommy.
No, the girl would be like, what the fuck?
That's it's a little bit older thing, but that was a thing. Where is it? Come to mama. Mama gonna get some of this. Mama got you. Yeah. It's gross. Either way is gross.
Oh, mommy.
But I don't mind calling everybody baby, which is even more fun.
Yeah, that's worse.
You're a little baby.
Toddler. You're a little toddler.
I'm going to fuck your butt, toddler. Oh,
God. When I hear the song, I'm back in baby's arms.
Yeah.
I picture a bathtub full of severed baby's arms. Which is more important, which is better, grandmas or grandpas?
Wow.
Man. I've got almost no grandfather experience.
No, I had some grandfather experience, and it was fine. But my grandma experience was, I think, better.
Yeah.
My grandpa was a pretty cool dude. My dad's side grandpa was like a lot easier to talk to, I think, and my mom's side grandpa died when I was really young. And both side grandmas were like not that interesting to me. I mean, they were very nice to me. Of course, I liked them. They're great, but I liked talking to grandpa more than I. Yeah.
Okay.
So grandpa.
All right.
2 stars for grandpa. 2 stars out of 3.
I know my grandfather was a preacher. That's about all I know about.
Hell yeah.
Him. But I remember my grandmother, she died when I was like 8. But she had emphysema the whole time. So she was just in a hospital bed the entire time I knew her. So she just looked like a skeleton with a wig on for most of the time. Huh. And so I was just afraid to talk to her.
There was no
relationship there.
I had a pretty good relationship with all 4 of my grandparents. They were alive for most of my childhood. And I have fond memories of building things in the wood shop with my grandfather and making cookies with my grandmother. And I have a pretty good relationship. I think that I've got some data on this where I had heard, this may or may not be true, but the reason women live longer than men is because grandmas are more important to like a tribal community.
Oh,
because a grandmother will kind of watch the kids, and a grandma, the things she adds to the family unit makes a grandmother more important.
Sure, that makes
sense.
Not
that grandfathers aren't important, but grandmothers are a little more important because they have all the mothering experience and stuff for the raising the kids. So I'm going to give this one to grandmas myself.
I think you're right.
I love other people's grandmas.
Of course.
Grandmas are great.
Yeah,
gilfs.
I can't wait to be a grandpa. Even though I don't think my gay daughter's ever going to have a child.
She might adopt.
Does she have a genetically
altered baby?
Well, that's true.
That's for another day.
She might have her leg cut off and turned into a baby.
I've asked her. I know you don't want to have kids, but just freeze some eggs or something, because otherwise this lineage is going to end with us.
Yeah, it's all over.
Got to have some grandkids.
What's the world going to be like without
that? Not now, but... You know, we gotta start laying the groundwork for that. Okay, better in the animal kingdom.
Oh,
dads or moms?
Man,
I feel like moms are basically useless.
Moms are really useful in the they go around and hunt and gather and.
Well, but you know, like a bird, they pair off. You gotta have both.
I think even in the animal kingdom, it's a surprise when the father sticks around.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, oh, check out this penguin that actually isn't a shithead.
Yeah. Well, there's seahorses, obviously. This penguin doesn't beat his kid.
They still beat them. He's like wearing a beer hat.
Flippers.
I told you to stay off that iceberg.
I guess mothers just biologically have to be more important in the animal kingdom.
Mothers are the best. Dads,
mothers are great.
And you don't even know if you're an animal, if this is your kid or what.
How do we not talk about the term motherfucker? I mean, that's sexualized.
Oh, that's sexualized. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. But go on.
Son of a bitch. It's again that mother connection.
That is. Yeah. There aren't a whole lot of dad insults.
Yeah.
Mm.
Good point.
You dad son.
Don't know where that lays. Yeah.
Father fucker.
You, you father sucker. Fucker.
You father sucker. You're a father sucker.
Old okay, dad
mothers
lick.
For Animal Kingdom.
Mothers are the best.
Mother Nature or Father Time?
Ooh.
Mother Nature.
Mother
Father
Nature.
Time.
Ooh, okay.
I like Father Time.
All right. 2 questions left. We'll do them real quick.
Okay.
Which is more fun?
Oh,
dads.
Man, dads are pretty fun.
Dads get to be fun.
They make up for it. Yeah.
Yeah, dads are like, hey, you want to go jump off of that bridge? Let's go jump. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
Because your dad, not in my life, but in like the things I see, dads and like, you know, and as a dad, I can kind of, a little bit of a conspiracy against mom over here.
Uh-oh.
Hey, oh, you're not supposed to eat cookies for breakfast? Some cookies for breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
Dad's fun.
Yeah.
Dad's fun. Dads are dads. Mom ain't going to take you to see the new Star Wars when it comes out.
No.
Mom ain't going to fucking buy you a lightsaber.
Yeah.
Or let you shoot a gun.
Mom's not going to leave the shells and the gun sitting in the bottom drawer for you to grab.
No.
Man.
Dad's going to do that.
I watched a video of a dad flying his daughter in a stunt plane last night.
Oh, God.
He's doing like loop-de-loops and stuff. And she's the laughter is just, it's pure joy.
Really?
Man. Yeah, it actually made me tear up. It was great.
That's beautiful. Cool. Thank you, Gary.
But then it did crash, but, you
know. went out happy.
Yeah. Know?
Yes.
Spending time with your dad.
So dad gets that one?
Yeah.
I think so.
That's one for dad.
All dad right. did it.
Last question. Well, bigger dick is dad. Let's just go ahead and say bigger dick.
Whoa.
Bigger dick is dad.
Yeah. I think, but...
I'll ask the question. Who has a bigger dick?
Moms can bring their own... They can get a dick fashioned for them.
Strap-ons. You know?
Ooh, a mom will make a boy in her belly who has a dick.
Oh, yeah.
And she could make a whole litter of them.
She could make a lot of boys to build up to a dick, or she can make she could make a dick out of...
Okay, well, that was a throwaway, because that wasn't the last question. This is the last
it's
question.
It's like the baby's halfway out, and she's like, look at my dick.
Dads have bigger dicks. That would be funny.
I don't know about that.
She took like a Sharpie and drew a hole on the end of the baby's.
Oh, suck my dick.
That's so gross.
When the shoulders come out. Like, quick, let me draw curly hairs on the shoulders.
Just do it. No, wait. It's going to be funny.
Okay, last question, which is more loving.
Wow.
Loving.
Mothers are.
Of course.
Dads don't even love you even a little bit.
Mothers.
Yeah.
Mothers love.
Dads couldn't care less.
Dads, it just seems like they had like a love program uploaded into them.
Not me. I love my baby.
Mm. Yeah, they just.
I even love babies that aren't my babies.
Yeah,
but yeah, as a rule, I mean, stepping out of this, I don't want to be an uncle dad. But, yeah, mom's love. Yeah, so
yeah, mom's yeah. great,
beautiful and pure and necessary.
Yeah,
growing up without mom's love, what are you, a piece of shit?
Yeah.
Well, which was better,
moms, dads,
mother?
Hey, go fuck yourself, dads.
Happy Father's Day, you dad lick.
Yeah, happy Father's Day. Have fun beating your kids, you fuck.
Yeah, have another drink, loser.
You're what motherfuckers came from.
Yeah.
It's you.
Your wife hates your penis.
She can't bear to look at you.
Your body makes her sick.
Your dad bod sucks.
Good night, everybody.
Osiris. Hi, this is Mark Anunsen. You know we have a lot of fun here on Which Is Better, and we hope you do too. Maybe you can show us a little appreciation and give us a great review. Give us a lot of stars. I know it sounds like bullshit, but it really does help.